This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. If you are convicted of a heinous crime, like murder, and it turns out that you and your buddies didn't do it, I mean, weren't there, they got the wrong guy, and yet you were arrested and you served time in prison, can you turn around and sue? Can you go after the prosecutor? Let's talk with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation brought to you by Terra Firma Foundation Systems and Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. This comes up in a case that's known as the Fairbanks Four, Fairbanks, Alaska. What were these four guys accused of doing, Rob?
They were accused of murdering a teenager named John Hartman, who died back in 1997. They were convicted. The four of them collectively spent about 70 years in prison and filing appeals. And finally, there was a hearing, not a retrial, but a hearing that reexamined the evidence in their case and concluded, or at least provided new evidence that other teenagers were actually responsible for the death. But they weren't retried. And that's important because while the hearing was enough for the city to agree to enter into a settlement agreement to vacate the conviction, they weren't declared innocent after a trial. And that actually matters when you look at the law governing the ability of someone who's declared innocent to sue for wrongful prosecution.
And in fact, they signed an agreement which expressly stated you may not go back and sue the prosecutor?
They did. It said that you could not go back and sue the prosecutor or the city because the police officers work for the city. Mm-hmm. The Fairbanks Four, these four young men, well, not so young anymore, but young when they were convicted, claimed they were coerced into agreeing to that part of the settlement agreement. Obviously, they wanted to reach the settlement because it got them out of prison. But it's a little unusual for someone to be, you know, let out of prison based on a settlement agreement as opposed to a retrial that declares their innocence. So the city of Fairbanks, which is being sued here, is arguing that they weren't actually proven to be innocent, that they weren't actually exonerated. Therefore, they don't have standing to sue the city. Plus, they agreed on the settlement agreement they wouldn't sue. So that's tricky. And then the third element is, you know, do they meet the standards that you have to meet in order to prove malicious prosecution?
Well, that seems like a raw deal. This goes back to 1997. That's a huge chunk of their lives, which was taken away unjustly when you get right down to it. So there has to be some sort of deterrent even to make it costly to make a mistake. I mean, that is just that's the worst mistake state authorities can make, it seems to me, is to imprison an innocent person. And our justice system is deliberately tipped in favor of the criminal so that we avoid that kind of outcome. So, I mean, what recourse do you have in a case like that?
It's not easy. You don't have a lot of recourse because the law says that to sue for malicious prosecution, and whether you're going after a prosecutor or the investigators or both, you have to prove that they essentially knew they were going after the wrong guys. Mm-hmm. You have to prove that they pursued the case with an improper purpose, you know, harassing the defendant, trying to ruin their reputation, trying to place blame on them when someone else was the actual wrongdoer. It's a really high standard to meet. It isn't enough, apparently, to prove negligence. So if let's say you come back and say, well, the cops should have interviewed this person over here because they had the real story and they just didn't conduct a thorough investigation, they were negligent, that may not be enough to establish, you know, liability for the police department because it doesn't amount to a malicious intent. So it's a steep hill that they're trying to climb, and it's complicated because of the way in which their convictions were vacated, again, by settlement agreement, not by a retrial.
So this attempt to punish the prosecution is now in federal court. This federal judge will have to rule at some point. Do you think that this kind of case would interest the Supreme Court? Would it go that far?
You know, it might, because you have this question of whether or not the Superior Court, the state court's approval of the settlement throwing out the indictments and convictions, meets the U.S. Supreme Court standard for declaring the convictions invalid in order to allow someone to recover damages under the federal civil rights law. And I assume that this is a Section 1983 civil rights action and maybe also a malicious prosecution case. So the federal judge up in Fairbanks, the district court judge, is already wrestling with that question. Did the Superior Court declare the conviction invalid, or did it simply approve a settlement agreement? Mm-hmm. That's a really interesting question.
And is this the kind of case where a conservative Supreme Court would side with the defendant on the grounds that this is an example of the big, powerful government going too far?
Yeah, I think that's possible, actually. I could see the U.S. Supreme Court saying, look, when we wrote that you have to show that your conviction was declared invalid, you know, having Superior Court approve a settlement in which the city that prosecuted you is vacating the conviction and withdrawing the indictment, that would seem to be good enough to allow you to move forward in federal court to try to prove your civil rights claim.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation sponsored by Terra Firma Foundation Systems and Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. Rob, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.